This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1228. Is AI evil? And who grades your IELTS exam?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Is your exam graded by a computer or a real person? Is it different if you're doing computer-delivered IELTS as compared to the paper version? Find out the insider answers in today's show so you feel empowered with knowledge and lose your fear of IELTS. Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. I am very excited to answer the student question today. We've had a lot of students sending us questions like this about who exactly is judging them on the IELTS exam.
I want to know that. I want to know who's judging me.
I don't want to know who's judging me.
I'd rather be naive to that.
But like, these are really good questions. And I think as a candidate on IELTS, there is so much that is kept secretive, that is unknown, that it just makes it harder. And there's more pressure and stress because there's so many unknowns on the exam. So we want to clear some stuff up today.
Yes, because there are some things that are known, but you can't really find it Googling online, or at least not easily, or maybe conflicting information. So whenever we get a question where Jessica's 14 years of examiner experience, because of that, she has the answer and she has taught it to me. We want to share that whenever we can so that you can know everything you can in advance of test day.
I'm like the wizard of Ozults.
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 I like it.
That's what do you call it when you put together? Is it a spoonerism? No. Portmanteau. A portmanteau is where you take two words and you mush them together. That's what I did just then. Like workaholic is a portmanteau, right?
I want to know now if spoonerism is a real thing. Did you make that up or is a spoonerism
a thing?
No, that's
a real thing.
What's that?
I'm not sure.
I'll look it up later. We'll do another episode on it another time.
Yes, we'll make a note and we'll explain what a spoonerism is at another time. Anyways, portmanteau is so fun where you take two words and you smush them together. That's what I did. I'm the wizard of Oz IELTS. Okay, but anyway, let's get to it. Who grades your exam? Who grades listening? Who grades writing? Is it different on the computer-delivered version compared to the paper version? You are going to find out today. So, let's talk about the paper version first, because this is still the most common way that students take the exam. And I think it's surprising to a lot of people who grades the listening and reading, because we think tests are like that, where there's like one right answer or one or two possible answers, those should be graded by computers these days.
You would think so, right? Yeah. It is strange that for the paper version, guys, spoiler alert, it's all graded by a real person.
Yeah.
Still. That's kind of crazy.
It's weird. What a waste of like man hours.
But also I'm glad that people are still being employed, right? Because AI is taking over so many jobs, at least so far. Not yet for IELTS.
but here's the deal, guys. There are two types of people who are looking at your results, your answers, okay? One is an invigilator and the other is an examiner. So, Aubrey, pop quiz, what's the difference?
Oh,
please
good
watch
question.
This on YouTube, guys, because Aubrey had a great face just then.
Pop quiz for
what's
me.
What's the difference between an invigilator and an examiner?
So an invigilator has quite a bit less training. They are the person who is in the room watching as you take the listening exam or the reading exam. If your pencil breaks maybe and you need to raise your hand, it's the invigilator that will come over and help you, right? Mm-hmm. And an examiner gets quite a bit more training because they are, we'll talk about this a little more in a moment, but they administer your speaking exam and have to be able to grade it, right? They have to be able to grade your essays. So they have to know the scoring very closely for speaking and writing. So they get quite a bit more training.
Yeah, the qualifications to be an invigilator are minimal. Like, you, because you don't have to have any specialized knowledge to be an invigilator. You still get trained. Yeah. It is more administrative, right? So those are the people that check you in when you come to the test center. They'll take your bag and give you a tag. They'll sit in the room while you're taking the reading, listening, and writing test to make sure you're not cheating. They check your passport, but they also grade the listening and reading exams. So, I mean, it's not like rocket science, but it still is a person looking and reading your writing and trying to think, is that an F or a P, right? And so, like, there could be a little leeway, I suppose, for them to grade something right or wrong. But for the most part, they just are looking at a list and being like, right, wrong, and then they, like, tally up the correct answer choices. So that's who grades listening and reading on the paper version. But what about writing and speaking? Because there's a difference there as well, right?
Yes, exactly. For the paper delivered exam, your writing, your essays are graded by examiners, but from home now. Essays are scanned. And so on a computer, they're seeing your handwritten essay on their computer screen, which we talked about this when that change first happened. That really,
a few years ago. Yeah.
It's been a few years, but clear handwriting is more important than ever when it's a scan now of your handwritten essay. That's tricky.
Agreed. Yeah, when I was trained as an examiner all those many years ago, oh my God, like 20 years, no, 18
yes.
years
old.
Ago,
You're
a
so
long
old.
Time ago, you guys. But when I was first trained, and for most of the time I was examining, we were trained and maintained a standard of training for both speaking and writing. We were expected to grade both and to know all everything inside and out for both speaking and writing rubrics, right? For what we're looking for, what you're graded on, all of that. But these days, guys, it's a lot different. People are not trained in both anymore. You're either a speaking examiner or you're a writing examiner. And so, like Aubrey said, the writing examiners work from home now. They see something on a computer and they, you know, input their marks on the computer. And it's all this secretive database thing. So that's writing. But speaking, what's the speaking examiner do? Where is the speaking examiner?
If you are a band 5 or 6 student, then your study plan will look different than if you are a band 7 or 8 student. But you need to know your estimated score range to know how to prepare. Take the next step and get your estimated IELTS band score. Answer a few quick questions and get your score plus resources to push that score higher at allearsenglish.com/myscore. Yeah, so in the test center, the person who asks you the questions is the speaking examiner. And then when you leave right after your test, that is when they're grading it. They're writing down your marks. It doesn't go to a separate person. It's the person who heard your answers that grades your exam.
Which I think is the most efficient way to do
It'd
that.
It's crazy to do it
fresh in your head. Like how... You wouldn't be able to do it any way else. But I think
it would
be
such a waste of time if they took the recording and then another person would have to hear it and grade it. That it would be crazy.
Which I would imagine some people listening might be asking, why is there a recording then? Right? That's only if you are great. If your results profile is jagged, if your listening is like an 8 and your speaking is like a 5 or something, then the computer system flags that and says something's not right here. So a different examiner will have to listen to your speaking exam and double check those scores that you first got to make sure they're correct. And sometimes it's not about you, it's about the examiner being checked. So another examiner trainer in another country will listen to your exam and see your marks and make sure that that examiner got them correct. So those are two reasons why you're recorded.
I just want to make a quick note that we are so lucky here at Allers English and you guys listening to IELTS Energy that you, Jessica, were an examiner when you were trained on both. So you have the inside information for both speaking and writing, whereas someone now who stops being an examiner wants to start a podcast, they would really only have all that inside information about one or the other. So lucky us that that's how it was when you were examining.
Yay, I'm kind of old. Hooray!
Old and awesome.
No, I am not disparaging my age at all. I absolutely love where I'm at. So don't worry about that, guys. Moving on. Okay, computer-delivered version now. I'm going to tell you, the writing and speaking, exactly the same, right? The writing, yes, you're typing it, but it's still graded from a writing examiner working from home. And speaking, the speaking is not done on the computer, right? The speaking is still done in person in an exam center, okay?
Exactly the same, yep. Yeah,
so same people grading it.
Yep, and then the difference is for the computer-delivered exam, listening and reading are both graded by the computer.
Yes.
Because there isn't that room for human error with handwriting and capital
totally.
Letters or not, right? There's
right.
less of a need. The AI can definitely grade these exams with a very small margin for error.
My nose
Maybe none.
Is itchy. Oh, you guys, this is the danger of also filming all of these to be on YouTube, is that sometimes... Sometimes I forget and I'm like, oh, I should not have itched my nose just then. That
Well, the best
weird.
Though is whenever someone else touches their nose or itches it, I'm like, is it me? Do I have something on my nose? Like, you never know if it's them indicating that it's your nose
right?
or if they're just itching their own nose.
Are you being polite and like hinting that there's something on my nose? I just tell people. I hate it when people don't tell me if there's something on my face.
But it would be hard to do while we're recording, right?
That's
if we're
true.
Recording a podcast, and it'd be hard for you to be like, Aubrey, you have something on your nose. Everyone
me?
Listening is like, guys,
I'm interrupting
we're
this
all here.
Podcast for everyone listening. All right, guys. So a couple reminders before we finish up today. If you have a question, go ahead and email us your IELTS question at support@allearsenglish.com or put it in a review. We love reviews, guys. And we know that you're busy. You're preparing for a test. You're probably working and you have a family. But we would love it if you would take 1 minute to review this podcast, guys, wherever you listen. And also, don't forget that Black Friday is tomorrow. So you can still sign up, allearsenglish.com/Black Friday, and we will tell you when the sale is open. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Aubrey.
Yes. So fun, guys. I'm excited for you for your test day. And now you have all the info you need to know about who grades your exam. And it does really matter because you need to know, like, how carefully do I need to write? Or if I'm
right.
typing, is this a computer? I think it's really good to have as much information as you can.
Yeah.
So on test day, you feel confident, you feel prepared.
Information is power,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Don't ever forget that, guys.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Aubrey, I'll see you next week.
All right, see you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.